Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very important topic. And that is the topic of extremism or ghuluv. Extremism manifests itself in various forms. We mean by extremism going to an extreme regarding the virtues of the Imams alayhi wasalam and ascribing to them traits and attributes which they do not really have and which they have not said they have. This is a topic that is very important. This ghuluv or this extremism has been prohibited in the hadith. The Imams themselves were very keen about this topic. They were very concerned that their followers didn't fall into this trap and didn't go to extremes regarding them, as can be seen in this hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "O community of the Shia," meaning the Shia of the household of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, "be like the middle saddle cushion on which the extremist who has slid forward falls back, and with which the follower who is yet to come catches up." Upon hearing this, a man called Sa'd from amongst the Ansar asked him, "May I be your ransom? Who is an extremist?" He replied, "They are a group of people who say such things about us that we do not say about ourselves." You know, they ascribe virtues to the A'immah alayhim as-salam that the Imams themselves never claimed they had. You know, it's clear that there was a group of people, even in the time of the Imams alayhim as-salam, who used to do this, and the Imams didn't like this. They prohibited them from doing this. The Imam then says, "Neither are these people from us. We don't consider these people our followers, nor do we associate ourselves with them. We don't have any business with them. We don't want to associate with them or meet with them. We don't like them." Then the man asked, the person named Sa'd, he asked, "Who is the follower that is yet to come?" The Imam had said, "And with which the follower who is yet to come catches up." "What does this refer to?" the person asked. The Imam replies, "The one who is searching for good and wants it, and who will eventually attain it and be rewarded for it," right? This is what this refers to. You know, this is very important, especially a lot of times, especially these days, we consider this era to be an era of science and progress and reason, right? But still we see a lot of people from amongst the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, right? They ascribe certain things in their words or in their deeds. Their deeds might reflect this. They ascribe things to the Imams which are, you know, the certain properties of God. And a lot of times this serves as fodder for the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt and the enemies of Tashayyu. And they use it against them, against us, and to show, and they try to show that, you know, these Shias, they are heretics, and they don't believe in Tawheed and monotheism because of these actions of these Shias. And it's so best to avoid this. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at the prohibition of extremism for the Shia in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.